there is another change to the Bentonville landscape. This morning at 10, the 21C Museum Hotel officially opened. The 104-room hotel is the third property to open for the Louisville-based company. Unique in presentation, art plays a major role for the boutique hotel. There is museum space open 24 hours a day to the public. The physical structure occupies a former parking lot just off the downtown square. Steve Wilson, the CEO of 21C, says this is the first project for the company to incorporate a new built-from-scratch hotel.
A big part of our company philosophy is preserving the environment, reusing old buildings, creating activity in the town square, in the city center. And I don't think many people have had the opportunity to actually build something new so close to the courthouse of a town square. I really think it's a great opportunity for us to be able to start from scratch, imagine what great spaces that Deborah could imagine, and still be part of a renovation, a revitalization of a downtown economy.
Bentonville Mayor Bob McCaslin has been the city's chief executive since the company first announced it would build its third property in the city. This morning, he sounded positively giddy moments before the ribbon cutting.
The 21C Museum Hotel experience has been described as follows: the most sophisticated art hotel concept in the world. Hip, romantic, sexy. Truly fantastic, intriguing, beautiful, and inspiring.
That brought this response from Steve Wilson, CEO of 21C.
I would venture to say that's the first time you all have ever heard your mayor use the word sexy from the podium.
Following the ribbon cutting this morning, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas talked with Steve Wilson about the now open 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville.
How does Bentonville fit into the vision for 21C?
Well, it's an interesting story, actually. When my wife and I first started thinking about sharing our art collection with the public, even in our own hometown, we had just toured the Bilbao, the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, Spain. And I was very inspired by that experience, by the fact that that museum had completely given a whole new identity to the community, to the region in Spain. And I had dreams of something like that in Kentucky. In the end, we did what we could do with our own small collection and were able to renovate five historic buildings into the first 21C. But soon after that, I began to read about Crystal Bridges, and I truly believe that Crystal Bridges is the equivalent to the Guggenheim Bilbao. It's going to completely change the landscape of tourism in this state and neighboring states. So we're thrilled to be able to contribute to that activity in this state. Obviously, tourism is increasing and going to continue to increase, so we thought Bentonville was a good place for a new hotel.
So you announced that you were going to build here before Crystal Bridges even opened. You just kind of knew?
I did. Actually, I have to say, I had toured the site. I'd looked at the drawings. I knew the reputation of the architect and the collection of unique collection of American art. I had total faith that it was going to make be the right place.
Well, so you mentioned American art. How will the collection here work with the collection at Crystal Bridges?
Well, I think it's interesting. Our collection is different for two reasons. We show only living artists, which is where we decided to name our company 21C, representing art of the 21st century. And we are we have an international collection. Arkansas artists, Kentucky artists, but also right now we're showing work from Turkey, from China, New York. And I think it's a really interesting, if someone is coming to this community as a tourist, you're going to see the American experience as well as the international experience. You're going to see the historic experience as well as the contemporary. I think it's really a beautiful marriage of the two kinds of art exhibitions.
Christina also talked to the architect of the new hotel, Deborah Burke.
Bentonville's town square is a classic American town square, and it's really pretty perfect. You know, it has the courthouse on one side. It has the 2- and 3-story retail defining its edges, but it's open enough to have big trees, and it's a classic. It's beautiful. And in identifying this property, when the 21C people identified this property, I thought, how perfect, because it's visible from the square, but it's actually not on the square. It's going to take the role of drawing people just to that next layer of blocks just beyond the square, so that activity begins to grow out from the square, almost like rings after you throw a pebble into a pond, so that the activity grows and grows, so it begins to encompass all of Bentonville. So how does that relate to New York City? Well, it's true whether it's New York or Bentonville or any city that has a center or recognizable centers, is that you want to activate the center and then you let that activity carry further activity and exchange and vitality beyond it. So that's what we're doing with this building.
You also mentioned the biking and the walking, and you mentioned, you know, spending time on the square. How much time did you actually spend in Bentonville, and did you walk these trails and did you bike these bike trails that you talk about?
I have spent a lot of time in Bentonville, a lot. I know those really early morning flights out of New York. I was here in hot weather. I was here in cold weather. The one thing I haven't done is had a bicycle on the bike trails, because I didn't know how to get my hands on a bicycle. Now that the hotel is open, I'm planning on coming back with my daughter and husband and using the hotel bikes, and we're going to bike the whole trail. But I have walked all the trails down towards Crystal Bridges because I thought it was really important. And I'm a walker. I'm a real walker. I like walking places. It's how you get to know places. But that connection, one of the beautiful things to me about Bentonville is how quickly one can go from a downtown feeling to being out in nature. And the fact that you walk past the hotel coming or going on your way to Compton Gardens, on your way to the art trail or the bike trail or the other trails that thread through the park on the way to Crystal Bridges. It's fantastic, that immediacy. So I'm going to actually come back with my family this spring, and we're going to do that as a trip. We're excited.
This used to be a parking lot. Would you say that this was sort of a repurposing of sorts in its own right?
Well, yes, I think. I don't think I'd get any argument in saying that downtowns get better when you put buildings on parking lots. And, you know, we built a garage behind this, which actually we didn't lose any parking density. In fact, I think we probably created some parking density, but we gave definition to a street, which is what architects want to do to make downtowns better.
Ozarks at Largest Christina Thomas talked with Deborah Burke, the architect for the new 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville this morning after the official ribbon cutting just off the Bentonville Square.